Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another episode of All by the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have a spoopy movie to talk about for spoopy season. The new Haunted Mansion movie. Haunted Mansion 2023 with, oh my gosh, so many people in it.
Yes, large list.
So many people. Oh my gosh. Let's go down the list. We've got Lakeith Stanfield, Rosario Dawson, Owen Wilson, Tiffany Haddish, Danny DeVito, Jamie Lee Curtis, fucking Winona Ryder shows up out of nowhere.
Jared Leto was Crump. What?
So obviously in the pictures of him when he had, you know, skin and muscle and he wasn't so skeletal, they obviously used him as the... But, like, did he just do mocap for this...
Oh, yeah.
For this skeleton man?
It looks like the hatchet ghost was this man called Ben Bladen. So that's what it really looked like. But I think the young Crump, like, with skin and everything, was Jared Leto.
Well, no, the hatchet ghost came out of a portrait later. That's a completely different ghost.
Oh, not the hat box ghost. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah. Literally just learned this right now. But, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Jared Leto's name in the opening credits and I was like, Jared Leto, what? That's the one person I did not know was in this movie.
It was in theaters in July. Which I'm thinking is because...
I do remember it coming out in during a really weird, like, not Halloween season.
But then they put it up on Disney Plus during the fall. So, like, my guess is that they just wanted it to be out on Disney Plus in the fall. But they wanted to make some money off of it before that.
Sure. And I mean, and a lot of movies come out, you know, during fall and during October. Especially if they're scarier horror or whatever, or thrillers. So maybe they just wanted to not have too much competition at the time, possibly. And then put it on perfectly just in time for Halloween for everyone to watch at home.
This ride, you know, Haunted Mansion is one of my favorite rides at Disneyland. I try to go on it.
Really?
You know,
Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
is one of your favorite rides?
Yes.
Like top three?
Well, Pirates is my first, and then I would probably say Space Mountain is my second, and then I would maybe say Indiana Jones is the third, and then this is the fourth, so it's top four.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I
really, really like the Haunted Mansion. I think, like, it's just got this theming that is very attractive to me, you know?
Yeah, it's a vibe. A lot of people love it. Like, there's just everyone loves the characters that are found within this ride. Like, and to my knowledge, the Haunted Mansion was never based off of something. It was just created. And now people have started making movies and stuff off of it. Like, it was never, right? Is that the history of the Haunted Mansion ride?
It was just made.
It just was given a theme and it was created.
Okay. Yeah. And so, like, all the lore about it kind of was just produced by the Disney Imagineers at the time. And then it just kind of grew over time. So we have a lot of that lore in this movie. You know, it pretty much has everything that the ride has, all of the iconography, and even like, you know, the stones on the outside that have the funny quips about people's deaths and stuff. So it had so much of those little things in it. But, you know, overall, this movie was just long and, you know, like enjoyable
And thinking back now, we should have watched the other Haunted Mansion movie as well before talking about this. And I
actually watched that last year. So okay. I kind of have like a pretty,
I watched it within the past year as well, possibly, or maybe the past 2 years. It hasn't been forever since I've seen the other movie.
Yeah, the Eddie Murphy one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, which I do really like that one. And I know that people probably don't. It definitely feel like that one felt more, I don't know.
Let's pull up the IMDb page.
It felt like, it definitely had less people, so that was a plus.
Yes, know. this one definitely had a lot of people in it. I don't know, I kind of thought the story of this one was a bit, was kind of fun. I think the Eddie Murphy one was, Eddie Murphy is a real estate agent, right? And he's trying to sell the Haunted Mansion, basically. And the main ghost guy, he sets up this ruse. He wants Eddie Murphy's wife to come, right? Because she looks like
his dead wife
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So he fakes putting up a putting his house on the market, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And it's got a lot of kooky stuff, but there's a lot more kid antics. You know, like the kids are the main characters. Like, it's like the family is the main character. So, like, the kids are doing stuff. They're in, like, every scene. You know, it's, like, definitely a lot more from the family's point of view versus this movie was obviously just the main character was Lakeith Stanfield's character. I mean, we start with him. His name is Ben. And so it was, like, about his story and kind of his growth into accepting his wife's death, I guess. But, you know, that was what it was supposed to be. And Lakeith, like, definitely is an amazing actor. And all of these actors are fantastic. But, you know, the hokiness of it mirrored with the actual, like, pain that he was feeling and crying a lot in this movie, just like it just the really didn't go well together. It like did not actually fuse in the way that I think the actors thought it was going to.
I'm gonna count how many times you heavy sigh in this episode. I already counted two.
What? No.
Oh. I completely agree. I liked all of the references to the ride. I felt like there were a bit more references to the ride than in the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like pretty neutral about the first Haunted Mansion movie. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I just never really, it wasn't rewatchable to me. It was like, okay, I watched it. I don't really want to watch it again. Unless it's like 10, 15, 20 years right. later.
Yeah, right, right. Just to refresh.
Just to refresh after a couple decades. But I don't remember too much about the kids in that movie. I really did, like, from what we did see of the little boy in this movie, I really liked him. I thought he was such a really good kid actor, and I thought he was really funny. But yeah, I completely agree with you. The trying to fill in, like, it kept flip-flopping between funny and hokey and like tons of jokes, and then being like emotional, and it wasn't picking a lane. And so it was kind of all over the place and kind of slow. Like it took a long time for them to do something. And the fact that they had to get all of these different people into this house, like, we definitely didn't need Danny DeVito's character. Like, they could have gotten some
blueprints. Or Owen Wilson, really.
Owen Wilson. Completely. I actually really liked Tiffany Haddish's character a lot. I thought her and Madame Leota were, like, a really good tag team, and I liked them a lot. And I thought Lakeith, I thought his storyline was really cool with him developing that lens so that he could take pictures of ghosts, like the fucking Ghostbusters. Like, I kind of liked that portion of it. And maybe that could have been a little bit more fleshed out, maybe. Like, he could have, like, there were too many characters.
Yep.
And definitely some things could have been fleshed out a little bit better. Like, I thought the overall premise was there. They just didn't do it right. And Casey and I almost thought that Gabby and Travis, Rosario Dawson
were
and
dead.
Chase Dillon's characters were dead or like were from a different time because they dressed so weird.
They dressed so weird. Like,
and Rosario Dawson's hair wig for the first like 95% of the movie was bad.
It was so strange. Like a center part like pulled back like an Amish
it was
hair.
Bad.
Like,
it was so bad.
And like her outfits were really confusing because like her child, like her son, like wore like a suit like all the time
and
it was like what?
Yeah, and her outfits made her look so much older, and like when she was like flirting with Ben, I was like okay, I'm here for this, but like why do you look like an old woman wearing these clothes? Like I don't
it was weird.
Now, Jamie Lee Curtis's outfit was crazy before she got put in that crystal ball. It was so fun. And I really love Tiffany Haddish's outfits. They were so good.
But the, like, CGI face of Jamie Lee Curtis was very off-putting.
It was clunky. It was bad.
It was really clunky.
It was bad. It was her makeup looked caked on. Like, it just was, she looked like Ursula.
It was also it's like really, really CGI'd. Whereas like the one that was in the Eddie Murphy one, she looked like really fun and realistic to me. Like, cause they were carrying her all over the place and she had like a real like personality in that one too. You know, definitely a little bit more sassy.
Jamie Lee Curtis could have been used a bit more and she just was kind of underused.
Yeah.
I thought the CG for the ghosts looked really good. Like they looked real, and I was really thinking that this was going to be scarier because like all of the trailers and stuff, they had like good jump scares and stuff and they really started the scares off like immediately. Like Rosario and Chase Dillon, Gabby and Travis like both walk into this house and they're just the jump scares are already starting. Like the spoops, the speeps and the spoops, they were happening.
Yeah.
They were happening already.
Yeah. But like not it wasn't too heavy handed. Like it really was
it
just
wasn't
the
scary.
Atmosphere. Like yeah, it wasn't
scary.
Really scary. It was more of like the atmosphere, just kind of how I mean that's how it is on the ride too. Like it's not really
sure,
scary.
Yeah.
It's more just spooky.
No. It's just a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. And, like, I love that. I totally get it. And I really like that they had more of New Orleans kind of, like, involved in the story. And they were kind of out and about. It was interesting that they were allowed to leave the house and could just be basically forced to return by the ghosts. That was an interesting part of it, I think. Instead of, like, totally being stuck in the house, they actually had, like, the ability to leave.
Yeah, as long as people made a connection to the house, and that's why they were, like, connecting to these people who had visited. I also really liked the premise of, like, William Gracie, him wanting to do all of the seances, and then eventually, like, essentially bringing a ton of ghosts through, like, to... like out of the ghost realm into like the waking world. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Sandman, so I'm gonna use those terms. But like into like the human realm and like that's kind of why all of these ghosts like end up in the house. I actually really liked that a lot. Like I thought that was really cool. I really enjoyed that a lot.
I think that the story overall was fine. Like, I didn't have an issue with the, like, concept that Lakeith, like, lost his wife and was just kind of grieving and having
to, and Travis
to,
like, lost his dad, so they were both pretty, like, vulnerable people. Yeah. Vulnerable to Crump, Jared Leto's character, because this guy was collecting souls
so the that he could free ghost. Himself
from the house. Yes.
Yes. Hatbox ghost. Which was great.
Which was also really cool. Yeah, it was a really cool premise. Like, yeah, all in all, this premise was very good. It was very, it was very strong, but there were just some poor decisions made that kind of just had it fall flat a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's my size again.
This is three.
I got three. I thought it just was too long. Like, if it was snappier, it would have been more fun.
I'm trying to think of, like, how long it took them to get, like, to figure out what they needed to do. It was like they were trying to reach Gracie, and so they did the seance. They did the reverse seance to try and get Harriet.
And that was the second seance. That wasn't even the first one. The first one was when they got, like, they were asking for Madame Leota, and then William Gracie wrote that note to Travis, and then they were, like, stuck for a little bit, and then they had the reverse seance where Ben went into the astral plane, and then they had to go to
the Hatbox Ghost, like, original residence and find something of his, and that I feel like that could have been shortened, or that could have been something else. No. Like, they didn't need to go to a new location. This entire movie could have taken place in the Haunted Mansion. There did not need to be so many locations.
It was they so just went, clunky.
They just wait. They didn't know how to stop. Like, they just doing too much. They were doing too much.
I agree. It was like every.
And then the whole thing about taking a mariner to the ocean. Like, it's really great that you're trying to get us to, like, get to know some of these other ghosts. But don't.
There's too much going on. Like.
Like, yeah. William Gracie was fine because he owned the house and he was the reason that all of the ghosts were convening on this place. But I don't need to know that the Mariner ghost just wants to watch, what are the fucking, Alaskan crab shows? No. Did you lose me?
Oh, yes. He liked to watch the Biggest Catch or whatever. Called? What is it?
The Deadliest Catch. Yes. He wanted to watch fucking Deadliest Catch and he wanted to live on a boat. And that was very cute, but, like, no. 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 Creek Wilson. That's a really cute name. That's a really cute name for a mariner. Yeah. Damn it, for the mariner. Damn it. Don't make me love this guy. Oh, shit. His name's Creek Wilson. Kind of
looks like your dad, actually.
Oh, don't say that to me right now. Oh, I love him. Oh, damn it. Oh, God damn never it. Mind. He can stay. His parts were perfect. He could have stayed. He didn't need to be. No. No, he could have been removed. He didn't need to be in there.
You know, I think in the original it had Terrence Stamp in it, and he is so good at being creepy and truly was just like a real heart of the story as well. And just
Ramsley.
Yeah, you remember.
I had to look it up. I was not gonna.
He's great and like. So I don't think we had, like, that kind of connection to, like, an actual physical person.
Master Gracie is in the old movie, too.
Oh, yes. I think, so yes.
Is Gracie canon? Like, who's Gracie?
I guess he is. I think he's the owner of the house.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, a lot of this was, you know, like, from the ride, you know, especially at the end when they're all just like living in the house with all of the ghosts, like it was very sweet and I enjoyed it in pieces for sure. Like I liked, you know, the references. I liked the acting. I really just think it's the screenplay that's kind of the issue.
Yeah, it like some of the jokes could have landed a bit better. Like I don't know if they were improvising a lot of the time. I don't think they were. Because it didn't feel improvised, but like it just, it didn't, but it did because they weren't like, I wasn't laughing as loud as I could have been laughing. You know, I don't know. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just felt like the jokes really weren't landing. And I agree with you. I kind of liked things in bits and pieces, like when Lakeith went up to the attic to get the chest that had Madame Leota in it. Like, that scene in itself was very funny. But did it need to be that long? And did there need to be, like, three Ghost Bay jokes? Like, I don't think so. Maybe one was fine. I think it was just one. But, like, I don't know. Like, the scene was just too, it was drawn out a bit too long. Like the Ghost Bay joke was good, but just, like, make it snappy. Like, have it land better. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Something that I thought was absolutely insane was when Lakeith is trying to say, when Ben is trying to tell Travis to come away from the, like, hearth that was his father's, not ghost. He was like, come over here and I'll lift you up, right? And this kid, he's got to be like, I mean, he's probably like 4 feet tall, right? Like, how tall do you think a 9-year-old kid is, generally? Like 4 feet, right? Like three feet?
A 9-year-old kid?
Yeah.
How tall is a 9-year-old?
Yes, how tall is a 9-year-old? I gotta look this up. I gotta know because... So he was like on the edge of like... He couldn't walk down the stairs to get the kid. So he was trying to tell the kid to come up and lift his arms up so that he could grab him from the staircase and bring him up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, a kid is not that tall, so you would be able to just... If he could reach up in tall enough to grab a person, you could leap down easily. Like, it's not like it was, like, that high up, you know?
Well, judging by the poster, he looks about 2 feet shorter than Rosario.
Okay. Really?
And so how tall is Rosario? I mean, and was this kid actually 9?
He was probably older, right? Mean, I'm sure he's... Okay. 9-year-old boy. Let's see.
What's the average height of a 9-year-old?
In feet. Okay, let's see.
He was born in 2009. Oh my god, how old is this kid? Math.
12?
He's math 14? Years old.
He's 14. Yeah.
14
now. But when they filmed it, he was probably like 12.
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
The average height of a 9-year-old boy in feet is 4 feet 6 inches. Wow, I fucking call it. Okay, 4 feet 6 inches, and he lifts his arm up to be like what, like 5 feet? So like, if the stairwell had broken and there was 5 feet, like, or 5+ feet, like, underneath Lakeith, he could have just jumped down, like. That's not so far. You know, 10 feet, that's far. But, like, 5 feet? Like, he could get himself down. Like, that's not really that... I mean, he's taller than 5 feet. He's probably, like, 6 feet. So he could just, like, lower his body down the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. I didn't think about this as much as you did. You're really thinking about this. I did.
My God. The kid literally lifted his arm up into the air and he grabbed him easily. Like, easily got this child. He's a child.
I mean, maybe he just thought it'd be easier to help him from up there than jumping down and then getting him up there and then having to climb back up there himself. But, I mean, either way would have been fine, I guess.
There was a big sigh again as I drink my red wine over here.
Four now? Yeah. Okay.
Danny DeVito is adorable. His absolute insanity kind of was adorable in the way that he was like, I'm gonna come to the mansion. I really, really want to go. And they're like, don't come. Please don't come.
Because of your heart condition. Please don't come. Oh my god. Yeah, he was really funny. And Casey and I collectively were like, Owen Wilson is not he's not an actual priest. Like, this guy is not a priest. Casey's like, he's definitely a con artist. Like, he's not, this man is not a priest. But again, why was he necessary? Was he really necessary? No, he wasn't. The cat being named Tater Tot at the end was pretty cute.
That was cute. That was very cute.
It was very cute.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of really cute stuff. And like you said, Tiffany Haddish's character, I actually really liked her. She was really great. We got a lot of, like, good background on her, like, how crazy her family is. And just her, like, whole aura was really fun, and how she always had a smudge stick with her. You know, they made a lot of references to things that are, like, in today's world, so that kind of made it a little bit more fun as well. Like, you know, talking about Amazon and, like,
yeah, oh my gosh, when they were doing the first seance and Harriet was like, here I got a notebook and pen that I bought from the local CVS. You can use it to write us a message.
Like, yeah, there was a lot of references to today's stuff, which I think was definitely good. Shoehorned in there a lot of the time. But, you know,
it was a joke. Oh my God. I don't know why, but I was laughing so hard. I wasn't even laughing that hard. I was, but it made me chuckle at it, and it made me laugh when I thought about it again later in the movie. But it was when Ben was talking to Travis about, you know, Travis was talking about how he likes action heroes. He likes superheroes.
Yeah.
And, like, Keith was talking about Action Man or something.
Uh-huh.
And he carries a shoe. And then, sorry, it was like a grandma with a, what are they called, a chakra?
Chakra, yeah. And that was pretty good. Like, there was a lot of that, like, small little jokes, but the pacing of this movie was so slow that when people would make those jokes, it just...
It was so weird.
It did work.
Like, they would happen at the most random, awkward times. I don't get it. This movie was, like, hard to follow.
I know, man.
And it probably helped. And I probably, like, am not thinking about this until just now, but I was crocheting my cardigan while I was watching this movie. I'm trying not to. Like, I'm trying to pay attention to what this was perfectly fine.
I was also not 100% paying attention to this movie while it was on.
So. And you know what? I didn't need to. But you know, that probably made it flow more because I was half crocheting, half paying attention. Because again, it was just slow, and there was just some downtime.
there was just some downtime
that I could crochet a quick cluster.
Really, it was quick. 2 hours and 3 minutes. Like,
I know, and it felt it, and it felt it.
Yeah,
my body felt it.
I'm gonna look at some trivia, so maybe we should take a break.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, we are back. It says that Gracie Manor is modeled after the original Disneyland Haunted Mansion, and Crump Manor is modeled after Magic Kingdom's Haunted Mansion at Walt Disney World.
I can't remember if this was a Disney promotional thing, but my dad had actually emailed us, since he basically lives on Zillow. He sent us like a fake, or if it was real, I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure it was fake. I'm pretty sure it was like a promotional thing, but Disney put a Zillow ad for the Haunted Mansion on Zillow. And I thought that was,
and they mentioned it in the movie. They were like, she found it on Zillow.
Oh my God, you're right.
It's too much.
She did say that.
I thought it was a little, again, that was another shoehorned in thing. I was like, what? Did she just say that she found this on Zillow?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. She sure did.
Okay. So the William Gracie and Gracie Manor, which is what it's called, Haunted Mansion, stems from Yale Gracie, a Disney Imagineer and member of the Academy of Magical Arts. And he created some models, and they're actually still in the Magic Castle in Hollywood, California. The models of the Gracie Mansion. We have not been to the Magic Castle. You have to be invited, but I don't know. Yes,
I have heard this. I have not been there.
Maybe one day we'll go to the Magic Castle.
Is the Magic Castle, that's the one where, like, magicians go and, like, perform, right? Or something? Or is it, like, it's like, a place where people perform, correct?
Yeah, it's in Hollywood.
I think someone at my work has connections to the Magic Castle.
Oh, my God. Emily, if you can get you and me to go to the Magic Castle, I would be very happy about that. Because it is, like, a Hollywood... Like, again, one of those things that people do it, but also it's so LA. Like, I would really enjoy doing it. Yeah, you know, it's kind of just one of those things that I feel like people only in LA actually care about at all. And even then, they don't really care.
Yeah.
So
I have no idea. I do not talk to this person at my work.
Oh,
ever.
No.
So I all don't. Right. I don't.
Why'd you even bring it
I
up?
I don't know.
My God.
Because I just know. And it's okay. Interesting.
So it says Eddie Murphy, the star of the original version, was invited back to make a cameo appearance, but was turned down when he demanded $500,000 for one day's work.
Oh my gosh, Eddie. Oh my God.
That is incredible, honestly.
I mean, get it. Yeah. I mean, get it, girl.
Like, get it.
if they would have said yes, completely get it. Like, yeah. But okay. That's fine. Travis can be seen wearing a Mickey Mouse watch. It's obvious when he's outside. I did not even notice this.
So I really thought that Guillermo del Toro was going to be making this. And
Guillermo?
Yes, Guillermo.
He was going to be a part of this movie?
It says he had a concept for it since Comic-Con 2010, and that he had made so many different pieces of art for Doug Jones to be the Hatbox Ghost. But they just could not make a good screenplay for it, apparently. And I don't think he has anything to do with this movie. Because, like, he was a part of it, and then I don't think he is anymore. That's what I thought was... That's what I was like, oh, Guillermo is part of this. I'm going to look and see if he's on any of the...
There's a trivia for it. There's a trivia one.
There's several.
Yeah, you're cutting out really bad, but I'm going to read it.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, you're back. Guillermo del Toro had plans to use the famed Hatbox Ghost character from the popular Disneyland attraction to play a large role in the film. Del Toro, at a Reddit AMA session in July 2014, mentioned they already had concept artwork and maquettes of the Hatbox Ghost. which would likely be played by Doug Jones. Doug Jones. Del Toro.
That's what I just said. You really couldn't hear me, could you?
I could not hear you.
Okay, I'm
sorry. But you were bringing it back up from memory, right?
I was reading this.
You were.
Yeah.
Okay, I could not hear you. You were cutting in and out so bad.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you?
Well, that's. I'm not going to read the rest then.
All right.
should
so
I?
Apparently, no. It's okay. So he was gonna do it, and then it just
this
didn't
is really
end up happening.
I still don't understand what this is supposed to mean.
Yeah, but then he just had all these other movies he wanted to make. I think that's kind of what it is. Like, he made Shape of Water and, like, you know, Nightmare Alley, and he just was like, no, I can't do it anymore. Okay. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
It says movies based on Big Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, and Tower of Terror are still in active development. So.
Are they? Okay.
He's always got a lot of stuff going on, but I'm going back to these, some of these trivias. Let's see.
God, Guillermo is in a lot of these.
Like, yeah, he does a lot of stuff.
Must have really thought this was going to happen and just didn't.
Yeah, it seems that way, yeah. Because I actually also thought he was doing it, so that's why I was confused that this wasn't actually involved with him. You know what I also did watch? Last Halloween, I watched The Muppets Haunted Mansion, and that one is great.
Yes, like the Haunted Mansion, like, special event thing
yes.
that was on.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I liked that. That was very good. It was very, very good.
Muppets anything is always great.
Very true. Very true. Muppets are great. Let's see.
All these trivias are really weird.
They're weird?
They're so... Yeah, there's just a lot. Okay, because there's a lot of stuff about Guillermo in this, and he didn't have anything to do with this movie, so it's kind of annoying.
I know, it's weird.
The singing busts do not appear in the movie. That is true. They were not in this. They had, like, a lot of stuff, but they didn't even really have the graveyard at all. That wasn't really part of it.
No, they were in... Were they technically in a graveyard, at the end when they were fighting the Hatbox Ghost? Or was that just, like, an open field or something?
Oh, I suppose.
I think it was, a graveyard where they fought him. But again, that was, like, at the very end.
Yeah, but they don't sing the song.
No, they don't sing the song. There was like a faint Haunted Mansion tune that was like playing throughout the entire movie. It was like, it's like, you know how in Star Wars when they just like speed up or slow down Darth Vader's theme, like just in different situations?
Mm-hmm.
They were doing that for this movie with the Haunted Mansion. Like,
yeah.
Either like the ghost will come to socialize one or like the other one. I can't remember they just like sped it up and slowed it down. Like, I could hear it throughout the entire movie.
Also, Dan Levy was in this as well as Winona Ryder, which, again, they should have been in it more. I don't know. Like,
it's either use them properly or let them go home. I don't.
Because
yes,
I'm gonna read.
Dan Levy was really funny, but he was in it for a total of 3 minutes.
Hardly at all.
Like, hardly, yeah. Hardly.
I'm gonna read this trivia that I literally was like trying to say earlier. The film has received criticism for its blatant product placement of real brands such as Costco, Yankee Candle, Burger King, and Amazon. Absolutely.
and CVS.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we should.
Although I really did like, I did like Tiffany Haddish's quote when they had, it was again another seance. Maybe it was during the first one with the CVS notepad, but it was like, all we have to do a seance is a vanilla bean Yankee candle.
Yeah, that was good. She was like, is this all we got? And then Rosario Dawson was like, I haven't stopped my Amazon subscription, so yeah.
Like, okay, I get the product placement, but I mean, it was fun. Like, that's funny. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I think so. All right, should I get to the plot keywords and then we get on to the Metascore?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got based on theme park attraction, based on theme park ride, mansion, ghost, curse. There you go.
All right.
That's the movie.
Sure. This movie got a 47 Metascore with 15 positive, 31 mixed, and 6 negative reviews. The highest.
Which the Eddie Murphy one got 34.
Oh, 34 Metascore.
Yeah, dude.
How did that get worse? I don't think it was worse.
It did, though.
Oh, why? Okay, all right. Yeah. That's,
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the highest got an 88 and the lowest is a 20. Wow. So that's pretty low. Not a zero.
I'm struggling here. Here we go. Metacritic. Go to Metacritic. Okay. Hold on.
It just takes a lot of clicking because Metacritic has decided to be this way now.
And the IMDb page is just like that banner comes down and it's just, it makes it very confusing at the moment. Okay. This one. I want this one. Okay. I'm sorry. Bear with. Okay. Lowest. Ooh, we got 6 to choose from. Ooh. Oh, God, this is a scroll. Gosh. Okay, here we go. The lowest we have is a 20 from Paste Magazine. All right. That's a magazine. A movie like Haunted Mansion is always going to be, at its heart, a cinematic advertisement for the theme park. But couldn't we at least run with that idea and make it fun?
Oh no. I'm gonna read this 40 from Austin Chronicle. It says the experience is a little like being stuck in a doom buggy on a day when the ride is very stop start. The flow of the attraction collapses, becoming individual cool designs, but not a story.
Okay, that was really clever. I liked that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of 40s. Oh, gosh. So many 40s.
Yeah. A lot of yellow. I mean, that's mostly what we got 40s. Here.
40s. 10 specifically at 40. Oh, gosh. Oh, we got quite a few 50s. Oh, I guess some places just don't like to... Oh, God. We got a lot of 50s. Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to read this 75 from Chicago Sun-Times. It says, an energetic, sprawling, sometimes aimless, but ultimately entertaining old-fashioned blend of comedy and horror that's overflowing with Easter eggs and insider winks to the theme ride attraction and benefits greatly from an ensemble cast that works overtime to make sure we enjoy ourselves. I agree with you, Chicago Sun-Times. That's how I felt.
Yeah, okay. Let's look at the highest we got. The highest we got is an 88. Simeon has created a thoughtful movie experience. Oh, I'm sorry, this is from the Observer. Simeon has created a thoughtful movie experience that feels diverse, funny, and visually interesting. Those expecting an exact recreation of the ride won't find it here, which may be for the best. Despite a few cartoony scenes, Simeon and his cast elevate Haunted Mansion to a thoroughly entertaining and oddly emotional, oh god, good time. There we go.
Yep, there it is.
That's a pretty high praise right there in that one.
Yeah.
Maybe too much. Maybe.
I mean, I agree, but he was maybe swayed by Lakeith's expert crying and pain. That was
Very true.
Too good for this movie. Like,
indeed.
I mean, Lakeith to me is just a little bit above this kind of movie, and they must have paid him pretty good, because he's really...
But then also, well, I don't know. For some reason, this is kind of... they're not the same. They're not in the same lane, but this and, like, Knives Out. But, like,
right.
They kind of give me a similar feel, vibe.
That is a really good comparison, Emily.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, because you're, like, stuck in a house and you have a mystery to solve. And I think okay. If they had done more of that, if they had kind of gone that more Rian Johnson-esque aesthetic, you know?
Yeah.
It may have... Sure. And with the snappiness of those movies, you know, the editing is really big pluses of those Rian Johnson movies. So I would say, like, that was definitely what was more needed in this type of movie, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Lakeith is, like, exactly perfect for something like that, where you could just get really even more emotional into something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm. Okay, we're done now.
We're done? Okay. Like... That's it? That's all I got to say about Haunted Mansion 2023?
Yes. Yes.
It is on Disney Plus. If you got nothing better to watch, sure, you could check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put it on.
Sure.
For kids, I'd put it on in the house, maybe on Halloween, if you feel like just having something on in the background.
Yeah. If you're crafting, if you're doing something else, definitely throw this on. It's good background noise. So that was Haunted Mansion 2023. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. And if you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.